Lesson 3.2. Exercise 5A.
Our series on people who have achieved success in their field in the face of extraordinary challenges. For more than 30 years, soprano Janine Roebuck has delighted audiences with her singing in opera and musical theatre. For most of that time, she has kept a closely guarded secret. She is profoundly deaf. Janine comes from a family with hereditary deafness. At first, she thought she had escaped the disability, but at university, she was diagnosed with progressive loss of hearing and was advised to give up her dream of a singing career. However, Janine decided to hide the truth from fellow musicians. Janine believed that she would not be employed as a singer if people knew about her disability, because they would see it as a major problem. So she developed coping strategies to enable her to perform. When she sang with another person, she watched their breathing so that she could come in at the right time. She felt vibrations from the music, and occasionally she asked her fellow performers to tap the beat on her back. Now Janine has decided to reveal the truth. Instead of being terrified of being found out, the singer is proud of her achievements and is using her story as an example to encourage other people with disabilities. As the word about Janine's deafness spreads, responses include astonishment and admiration. One conductor turned to the orchestra after she sang and told them she was deaf. Their applause delighted her. If you listen to Dean Duplessis on the radio, you will hear an articulate sports commentator with a comprehensive knowledge of cricket. It's incredible then to realise that Zimbabwean Duplessis has never actually seen a game because he has been blind from birth. How does he do it? He says his heightened sense of hearing compensates for his lack of sight. He uses microphones placed around the ground to help. Dean listens to the sound of the players during the game. He can tell who is who by the sound they make when they hit a ball or run across the pitch. Each player runs differently. For example, some players run in a particular way or use more effort than others. He also listens to the sounds when the bat strikes the ball, as well as the crowd. Born near Harare, Zimbabwe, Duplessis was lucky enough to attend the famous Worcester School for the Blind in South Africa. At school, much to the annoyance of his schoolmates, he would stay up late in the evening and do commentaries alongside the radio. One evening, a teacher overheard him commentating and told him to take it up as a profession because he was exceptionally good at it. In 2001, Dean tried out with the microphone at Harare Sports Club and since then has never looked back. His passion and knowledge make him enormously popular with listeners and leave visiting teams and his commentators awestruck.